This week in West Virginia history, author Agnes Clifford Smith died in Fairmont on January 11, 1994, at age 87. She spent her childhood in Clarksburg and Charleston before going to a private academy in New York State. She returned to West Virginia and graduated from Fairmont State College, now University, with an English degree. She married Richard Bruce Parrish, who for many years was editor of Fairmont's afternoon newspaper, The West Virginian. For more than 50 years, the couple lived near Worthington, cultivating hay, oats, and other grains. During World War II, Smith ran the farm herself, while her husband served in the Army. Agnes Smith became active in Fairmont's Little Theater and published the book An Edge of the Forest in 1959. This allegory tells the story of a black lamb separated from its flock and thrust into danger but ultimately saved by a black leopardess. An Edge of the Forest won a Children's Book Award from the American Library Association. She went on to publish another children's book, The Blue-Green Tree, and a collection of essays titled Speaking as a Writer. Agnes Smith was also an accomplished sculptor, potter, and woodcarver. For more information on Agnes Smith, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by the Thrasher Group, providing civil engineering, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thethrashergroup.com.